all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band of Holy Family.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Drainage.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, boys and girls? It is Super Bowl week.
Super week.
Super week. Well, Super I can say we had an attorney on,
yeah.
And I was told that we can say it. I don't even care about it. That's the funny thing.
Cannot.
I don't care. Do I?
Cannot.
According to the lawyer, you can say the word that you're talking about the Super Bowl. You can talk about the Super Bowl. You can't promote to make money.
Correct. If there is an event that you are hosting or going to be a part of and there stands to be financial gain, if you're promoting it from that sense, then you're not allowed to use it or say it. However, if it is just media discussing or covering the event in that way, then apparently we have the green light.
Apparently.
Good. We get,
and
the, again, get the disclaimer.
Right.
We are not promoting for the purpose for of financial gain.
Well, you know, Ed, and this is what I talked to the attorney about. If you open any newspaper, it says those two words. You know, live from blank, you know, covering blank. So, I don't know. Just for the sake of I don't want to get in trouble, I won't say it. It's some football game on Sunday that, to be honest with you, I'm not even planning on watching.
Wow.
I will watch it, and now I will root. As of this morning, I have changed my mind that I will root. Because
For who?
For the Atlanta Falcons.
Why?
Because they will be wearing the initials of Marines and soldiers that have...
That was from November.
So?
That was. I don't know if they're still doing it. That was a video from November.
Okay.
From their salute to service game.
Okay.
I don't believe they're allowed to wear any decals on their helmets per the NFL.
Well,
yeah, you have to get permission.
Okay. Well, then.
I'm so not, now you're back to you don't care.
Then screw it.
I'm not. I don't want to say. I don't want to say I'm rooting. I want the New England Patriots to win.
Absolutely.
I want Tom Brady to be the MVP. I want the New England Patriots because of what they went through, which I thought was bogus from the beginning. Did they? Yeah, probably. Does everybody? Yeah, probably. And for this guy, and I know I talked about this on the other show, and I'm sure it's not Joe Montana, but it's circulating Facebook where it's Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. He's got all the rings on, and he says, you know, tell me again how you won needing a field goal kicker. I did it all myself. Well, no, Joe Montana, you didn't. And Joe's not the one who did this. But Joe had an offensive line. Joe had probably the worst receiver in the history of football. Jokingly, Jerry Rice. Roger Craig. Who was the tight end? Who was the tight end? Did,
from
San Francisco.
Brett, Clark.
Brett Clark?
Clark.
Yeah. Dwight Clark, right?
Dwight Clark.
So he had around him. So for anybody, and again, this isn't Joe saying it. It's fans that are dumping on Brady. It's a team game. Nobody has ever won the Super Bowl by themselves. But you look at this year's New England Patriots and put their stars against stars of any other team that's won a Super Bowl. When your star below Tom Brady is LeGarrette Blount, you know what I'm saying? I'm Johnny Hendricks.
I do. I know what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
The biggest player next to Tom Brady's in prison for the rest of his life. The next biggest name is going to be in the sweet drunk.
Do you think he's going to watch?
If they're allowed, yeah.
Is he going to root?
Of course he's rooting. It's not the Patriots' fault he killed somebody.
Well, they took all the money from him.
Well, because he didn't earn it. Yeah, he's. I think
he did earn it. Technically speaking, He was on the roster.
Yeah, that's probably true. How much are you allowed to have in your commissary account at any one time? You know, so maybe it's in that. So the fiasco again, known as Media Day, you know, went down. I guess they did a media night.
Yeah, it's no longer Media Day on Tuesday. It's opening night, Monday night.
And I wondered why so many people, media friends of mine, went in on Saturday and Sunday, because typically that was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So you would come in Tuesday morning and get, you know, to the stadium and stuff. So the UFC is going to be in Houston as well. A fight will be tomorrow night, Bermudez against the military man. So are you going to root for the Korean? The Korean zombie?
Not my military.
No, that's true. That's true.
All props to him for serving. Everybody is required to.
And for people that don't know, the Korean zombie, obviously Korean.
Chan Sung-jung.
Yeah. Well, I'm never saying another Korean's name as long as I live.
Probably a smart idea.
Yeah. Because I'm in trouble from the other show because you continuously run me saying his name. But they have to serve. So here he was, one of the top MMA fighters in the world. And he lost 3 years, but he did 2 years service for the Korean military.
Mm-hmm.
Big props for him. He had to.
There's no props when you have to.
No, there's still props. There's plenty of people that have to that didn't. Muhammad Ali had to, and he didn't. Right? So.
That's a true statement. He also was arrested
people,
for that.
Let's be honest. There's other people that had to and found a way out of. David Robinson.
The long snapper for the Patriots.
So there's been plenty of people. Who was the most recent? The quarterback that played at Navy. That somehow the Navy decided that it was better, you know, publicity for him to go to the NFL than to go serve after he.
But is that his choice? If they're the ones.
It is his choice.
Well, if they're the ones that are making the decision saying it's okay.
I'm pretty sure that the Navy, the Naval Academy, and the Navy and all the higher ups went to him. I'm pretty sure they didn't go to him and say, hey, you know what? Why don't you not go serve? Why don't you go in the NFL? We're going to let you out of. David Robinson outgrew his billet.
Well, that's not his fault, though.
How does that happen? Because
he was too tall.
But you get the job after you graduate. He was on the basketball team. They knew how tall he was.
Well, just kind of didn't stop growing.
So then do we give bigger props to Roger Staubach?
No, you know who we give props to? We give props to the baseball players that left in the middle of their career when they didn't have to go for World War II. We're talking about the Joe DiMaggio's, the Ted Williams,
those guys.
They
didn't have to go? Again, I don't know.
No.
They didn't have to. They just went and said.
I don't know. Don't bring me into this.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they weren't drafted.
Well, and again, we could give props all day long. Tillman. Let's give Tillman props.
Huge, yeah.
Glenn Coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, there you go.
The name sounds familiar. Remind me.
Played for the 49ers and just decided to retire and
left in Army?
Yeah, Army.
That's right.
So I didn't mean to go on the whole military prop, you know, who we're propping and who we're not, but.
Prop bets, Super Bowl.
All right, prop bets. Let's get our prop bets in early.
Well, I was going to say, you were talking about the events. Do you know what's going on tonight in Houston? Yao Ming is getting his number retired.
Really?
Yep.
You know how tall Yao Ming is?
Yes.
7'5"?
Yes.
6.
I do know. 6. Did you see the picture?
Of him and Shaq?
Him and Shaq.
Oh. And then Kevin Hart, who's 5'2".
Right. Well, and that's an older picture, but Shaq did it again. It was just out.
Crazy.
And Shaq goes, I used to think I was big.
Right.
And I don't remember Yao Ming being that good. I'm not saying he was or he wasn't. But, you know, to have your number retired.
With you.
But then again, to have your number retired, didn't Shaq just have his number retired in Miami? Which to me was ludicrous. Wade Boggs has his number
did
retired
the Magic
in Tampa Bay, which is ridiculous.
Have the Magic retired his number?
No. I don't think so.
No.
I know he's
number 6.
He wasn't there for very long. I mean, he was only there for a couple years before he went to LA. Correct me if I'm wrong.
4 years.
Have they retired Dwight Howard yet?
And which
joke,
arena?
By the way. That's a joke.
I know, because he's been at like 8.
No, I'm saying at any arena. Dwight Howard shouldn't have his number retired anywhere. You know, to me. But, you know, with Shaq having it retired in Miami. But Yao Ming in Houston, that's pretty cool.
He averaged 19 points per game.
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming over his career. 0-2 to 11. All with Houston. Just under two blocks a game.
I'm sorry. 7-6 should be scoring more than 20 points a game.
9.2 rebounds.
That's a first quarter for Curry.
No, that's true.
Different type of player.
You think? Did you see the half quarter he made yesterday against the Clippers?
You see the one his dad made a couple nights ago?
I saw
Curry get absolutely wrecked.
By Jordan?
Oh, my. That was awful. That was a wall.
And walk me through, if you're familiar, or Sean, if you are, you know, basically what happened. I guess something happened, and then Curry kicked a ball into the stands or something.
I don't know about that.
That's what started the whole thing.
I know he made a basket, he made a layup, and then he flexed. And the Warriors bench got up, and they were loving it. And then on the immediate play after.
I'm pulling it up right here.
As they were coming back on defense, he started to run after whoever he was covering, and he ran into the wall known as DeAndre Jordan and got absolutely plastered. That's the part I saw. I don't know about the whole ball kick.
I mean, well, again, that's kind of what I don't know if it started it because I didn't watch the game. I fell asleep. But that's what that happened, and then the pick happened. Where they had to pick up Curry's teeth off the ground. You know, just when's the All-Star game?
3 weeks, I believe.
All right.
So we got some time.
No, we get some time to talk about it.
They just unveiled the 3-point and the dunk contest.
In it. Who's in the dunk contest?
DeAndre Jordan. Aaron Gordon from Orlando, who I say is the defending champion.
Yeah.
You watch those dunks and tell me how he doesn't win.
Because it you're having mostly celebrity judges. It's funny. I had a talk today with a very big deal in the entertainment world. Really didn't realize how big of a deal this guy was that I was talking to. And we were talking about some names. And then he started to talk about judging in MMA. He's a big MMA guy, friends with a lot of fighters. Matter of fact, he's coming out with a movie that we're going to have all the actors and all the fighters on from time to time. He was involved with the Karate Kid. He was involved with the Ocean Saga. Was it Ocean 11, 12, and 13?
Yep.
And then gotcha. Nine is coming out soon.
Yes.
Which will be the all-female cast.
We're going Ghostbusters.
Oh, I never heard about that.
Yeah.
Really?
I guess they just put a picture out from there. They were all sitting on a subway train. So
let me look this up real quick.
I got it right here.
Who else is in it?
I think Rihanna's in it. I think.
Ocean's 8?
Yeah, Ocean's 8.
Is that what I say, 9? All right, whatever. So anyway, I had a long talk with this guy. And we were talking about judging.
Sandra Bullock.
And that's what I meant to say, Sandra Bullock.
Huh. Anne Hathaway. Rihanna.
When judging is each person. I'm talking.
Olivia Munn.
Yes.
Matt Damon. Never mind.
I'm done.
Matt Damon.
You guys just talk among yourselves.
Okay, so who else you got?
Is Robert De Niro in this one? Why is he all over this? No. Cate Blanchett, Helena Bonham Carter. Let's see.
Let's hit a break. That sounds
Kim Kardashian West. How about that? That really took this to the next level. As you were saying, we cut you off. This is your show.
Nothing?
Before you guys go to break, can I say something?
Please.
Because you didn't ask me what I want.
What do you
want? From the Super Bowl. I want Tom Brady to put a Donald Trump sticker on his helmet.
Ooh.
I don't think... Well, he's already said that he won't talk about or comment about it, but I think Kraft will do it.
Well, he doesn't have to talk about it. He just put a sticker on his helmet.
Right. Well, he's saying that he doesn't want to talk politics, and even though he had the hat in his locker, but Kraft will. I feel very confident that he'll put a sticker on something.
Do you think Roger Goodell would run out on the field and take his fingernail and start trying to chip it off there?
No, but I think he would have somebody stand in front of it so that it wouldn't get any TV time. Did you hear what Trump did to Kraft for over a year?
No.
After Kraft's wife passed away, Donald Trump called him once a week for an entire year to check on him, see how he was doing. I mean, that's a cool thing. So when people were starting to dump on him for supporting Trump, that came out. So whether you like or dislike, you know, they're friends. And again, what's weird about this whole thing is Trump has been around with so many things. Look at my picture from Affliction. You know, so everybody's like, oh, you can't. Well, you know, you met him outside of the politics world. And if Kraft and him are friends, I think Brady may say something after the game. When he's handed the MVP trophy, I think he may drop a drop.
It's possible.
Drop a trophy. Excuse me, I got to go take a Trump. And after that, let's go ahead and hit this break. You're listening to Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd, and you will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles over 3.1 miles, and for one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, racer medal, and one free beer, as well as free photos. Rugged Maniac is a ton of fun for people of all fitness levels, from couch potato to elite athletes. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and sign up before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Say week in and week out, the music is much better than the rest of the program. All right, so let's talk about the number one sporting event of the year.
Of the year.
Year in and year out. No, it's not this Sunday. It was last Sunday. I wonder if you put the Royal Rumble
in Texas as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying do them at the same time.
What do you mean?
Do them at the same time.
Royal Rumble and what?
And this football game on Sunday.
Oh, not a good idea.
I'd rather watch the Royal Rumble.
You're telling me on your two-screened entertainment center you have, mm-hmm. you would have the Royal Rumble on one, and you'd have the football game above it.
Just to prove a point, no.
Okay. You better not turn that TV on once on Sunday on the game, then.
Are you going to Are you Judge Judy and executioner on this one?
I am, because he said he has no interest.
I don't have interest.
Okay, so are you going to be sitting there with him?
No, I'll have people there that will let me know.
It may be on, but I don't.
It may be on.
But I don't have interest.
It may be, then don't watch it.
All right.
Watch the Lifetime movie that they're going to play instead.
It depends on what it's on.
Doesn't matter.
Well, sure it does.
No. Watch the Puppy Bowl. You love puppies. With the Kitten Halftime Show.
I'll watch the 30-30 that they just did on the XFL.
I know. I saw some of it.
Oh, that was great. Cool.
It was good, wasn't it? Did you go to any of those games?
No, I didn't go to any games, but I wanted to know what really happened, and it was just a great... And did you see the part where Vince McMahon, he had such a problem with the media, were liars and all that? Dean, I thought Trump made that up, for crying out loud. But that goes way back. All the media wanted to see him fail, and he'd say, go home and write your lies. It's so familiar.
Right. But, well, and again, you know the relationship that Trump has with McMahon, so maybe he took some of that. And, you know, the thing that I found interesting was, I don't know what word I can say. What a rear end. How's that? Rear end? That won't get me in trouble. Bob Costas was.
Did you
see that?
Yeah, but as he said, what Bob Costas said is he wanted to separate himself because Vince McMahon's, his program was on his network. And as he put it, I didn't want to get any lint on me. So I wanted to separate myself. But I think the funniest part was I was watching that game in L.A. It was the first game. It was everything. It was him out on the midfield and everything. And the kickoff, or not the kickoff, but the run to get the ball. And everything was great. And Tommy Maddox was the quarterback, I think it was. It wasn't Tommy Maddox yet, though. But all of a sudden, everything went blank. And I could have sworn it was maybe Pete Rosello pulled the plug personally or whatever. And it turns out that they were dark for a half an hour because somebody forgot to put gas in the generator.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's XFL-ish. I went to the one in Orlando. I liked it. I thought it was cool. It wasn't, you know, and part of the 30-on-30, what, you know, Costas went after him about it being bad football. Well, if it was great football, they would have been in the NFL.
Sure. How many first or second games of the year for the NFL are bad? Because nobody wants to get hurt in the preseason.
Right, right. But we did get He Hate Me out of it. So,
and Tommy Maddox.
Yeah, Tommy Maddox. But still, He Hate Me is what you remember most of the XFL.
Well, no, that's the second thing you remember.
Well, how you get the football to start the game.
One more thing. The funniest thing, because when you brought up the He Hate Me, that Vince McMahon wanted these guys to come up with something for their jersey in the back instead of their name. And I can't remember the announcer's guy said that, they went to Vince McMahon and said, here's the lineup for tonight's game. Do you approve of all these? He's looking at Bad Boy, He Hate Me. Yeah, he's fine. And he gave it back and he said, no, you might want to look at it again. Oh, it's fine. No, you might want to look at it again. And all at the bottom, he had a guy, the back of his jersey said, Teabagger.
Yeah, but did he still approve it or not?
No.
All right. Interesting. So the XFL, it was a lot of fun, but what they said in the 30-on-30 guys was that a lot of the things that are used today, like, you know, the cameras on the field and the overhead camera, all that came from the XFL. So they don't necessarily give them credit for it, but they started it. That's where they came up with those ideas.
So that's part of the legacy of the XFL.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they said.
Wasn't that terrible football?
Well, it was bad football.
That's what I remember the most.
The football.
Oh, the actual football was black and red and an X over it. It seemed gigantic.
The way you got the ball, and like Ed said, it wasn't the kickoff, but whatever you want to call it, the runoff was the greatest thing ever. That was the best thing ever until the guy dislocated his shoulder on the very first play of the game because he's running 50 yards and dives for the ball and dislocated his shoulder.
You put your fastest guy out there and he's hurt before the game starts for the season.
Yeah, right.
Well,
IR.
And we still talk about it today. So, Royal Rumble last Sunday, the best sporting event. It is the best wrestling pay-per-view. It's when grown adults go to wrestling events and act, like they're 12 anyway. But this is one where every, I think it's 90 seconds or every 2 minutes, I don't remember which, you know, the big thing comes up on the board. It counts down from 10 to 1 to 0. A big buzz. You hear somebody's music and you start screaming.
The lights go down on some.
Depends on if the shield's coming or not. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's probably a two-hour, an hour and a half, two-hour, whatever the main event of the Royal Rumble goes. You don't realize that you're watching this thing for an hour and a half, for 2 hours, because it's, you know, two guys start, and every 2 minutes or whatever it is, it's I love it.
So
bucket list, I want to go to
it. Now, this is obviously, the way you talk about it, it is your absolute favorite event.
It is.
How much would the pay-per-view have to be to the point where you would say, okay, I actually won't buy it?
$5. I'm not going to pay for the pay-per-view.
Let's say you were a normal person.
Okay.
Let's go out on a limb real quick.
I'm going to try.
Let's go out on a limb. And you were such a super fan that you'd buy every single pay-per-view that they came out with. But this is Royal Rumble. How much would it have to be before you would say, you know what, I don't think that it's worth X amount of digits?
Let's be real honest, because back in the day, 15, 20 years ago, you know, when I did pay for some pay-per-views, you know, you had some people come over. I know you did it for the Mayweather thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have some people come over, you slap $5 or $10 down. You know, if I had friends to come and, you know, drop the $5 or $10, you could pay $100. For the Royal Rumble. And again, scripted
only,
and all that stuff.
Only for that.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
See, I don't even care about WrestleMania, because to me, WrestleMania and any other pay-per-view is the same thing.
No, it's a big deal.
They say it's a big deal, but it's going to be the same guys, John Cena and AJ Styles, or John Cena and Randy Orton.
Okay.
And then Randy Orton is going to wrestle John Cena in 3 weeks after WrestleMania. So it's not like this is a one-time thing. I know they blow up WrestleMania like it's the biggest thing
ever. Let's look at WrestleMania Orlando that you were in the third row for.
I was in the third row. That was the Ric Flair retirement match, where we had a very good friend that was in the fourth row who claimed, and I was scared, he said if Ric Flair needed his help, he was going in. And he was not part of the show. My biggest whatever of that whole event, WrestleMania in Orlando, was we didn't get to sit in our third row seats to watch Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels. Is that who it was?
Yes.
We had to go to the WWE press box and hang out up there for a little
bit. Oh, no.
Kane.
Sounds horrible.
And Mark Henry was your curtain jerker.
Okay.
Bradshaw defeated Finley with Hornswoggle. CM Punk defeated like seven other guys in the Money in the Bank match.
Wow, I actually watched a Punk event that he won.
Batista won.
Okay.
Kane then came back and fought later in the night against Chavo Guerrero.
God, you must have been a heck of an athlete to be able to do two fights in one night.
Shawn Michaels defeated Ric Flair.
Yeah, retirement match.
The career-threatening match, that's what it was.
Right.
Then you had your Playboy Bunny Lumberjack match. Beth Phoenix and Melania.
What?
Yes.
First Lady Melania?
Exactly.
Wow. Lumberjack match?
Yes.
Educate me.
Lumberjack matches, they're all around the outside. So when you try to roll out or run away,
they beat the hell out of you.
Depending on which side you're on, they beat the heck out of you and throw you back in. So your boys, say it's you against Sean in a lumberjack. When you try to run out, then all Sean's buddies beat you up and throw you back in. And then when Sean tries to run, your friend grabs him and throws him back in.
He has friends. I have a friend. I like that.
I wonder if you catch it.
All right.
Triple threat match for the
Which is kind of awkward because he's my only friend.
Triple threat match for the WWE Championship. Randy Orton defeated John Cena and Triple H.
How long ago was that?
Oh, wait.
All right.
The no disqualification co-main event. Floyd Money Mayweather defeated The Big Show.
Come on.
And for the World Heavyweight Championship, and still undefeated, The Undertaker defeated Edge.
Well, yeah, because he was undefeated until last year. You know what the worst part of that WrestleMania was?
Mm.
Not who I went to the WrestleMania with. The fact that who I went to the WrestleMania with didn't care about the $150 chair that we sat in. So I'm now leaving carrying like four chairs out because he wasn't going to carry them. And, you know, Sean was not sitting in row three.
I wasn't.
Sean was sitting with Derek Brooks.
Michael Pittman.
And Michael Pittman.
And Derek Kukulich.
Yeah. much further back as I was sitting in the third row. It's kind of like what I told that guy earlier, how we thought it was strange that we're in row 6 and Roy Nelson is in row 8 at the Affliction. Oh, this was Affliction.
Way long ago.
The one we were talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah, we turned behind. He was sitting by himself in the corner.
Right.
Huh.
Kind of the same thing as I'm sitting in row 3 and Derek Brooks, future Hall of Famer, is in the 100 level with Sean. Interesting. All right, so Royal Rumble, a lot of fun. It really, truly is. And we will give away, how about this? We'll give away 2 tickets to the upcoming Renaissance Festival to the first person that Facebooks, goes to the website and emails,
knockoutradio.com,
big difference,
any of that stuff, who won the Royal Rumble. So the first person to tell me who won the Royal Rumble by any of those methods, we didn't say who won it, did we? I don't think so. We did.
Kind of, no.
No, we didn't.
Not directly.
Not directly.
So, first person that does, pair of tickets, Renaissance Festival, starts in 2 weeks. It runs for about 8 or 9. And with that said, it is break time. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
Raved is the number one show in the world by critics. Shen Yun is returning to Lakeland February 7th and 8th with all new 2017 programs. Consisting of about 20 pieces, a Shen Yun performance takes you to a magic journey through 5,000 years of divine culture. Breathtaking animated backdrops, exquisite handmade costumes, high-flying leaps, thunderous drums, and mesmerizing live orchestra music will transport you to another world and converge in an unforgettable experience. Come witness the divine culture's return and experience a performance that can truly touch your soul. Tickets at shenyun.com/FL or call 888-974-3698. Experience Shen Yun 2017.
Once upon a time, a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide.
That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival at Mosee.
Join the Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends, February 18th through April 2nd. Enjoy craft beer, live entertainment, mermaids, fairies, and more. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd, and you will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles over 3.1 miles, and for one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, racer medal, and one free beer, as well as free photos. Rugged Maniac is a ton of fun for people of all fitness levels, from couch potato to elite athletes. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and sign up before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
Everybody get up.
I could get down with that one.
I was getting down to it. Rugged Maniac, April 22nd, in Dade City. Ed needs to be involved. What do we need to do to have Ed be part of our, I don't want to call it a team, our group? That it,
it's sort of a team. Yeah, we're a team.
We're a team?
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah, we're not a team. Well, if we're a team, Ed has to be there because Ed's part of the team.
We're going
to
be wearing official
most of us
uniforms.
Most of us. You know, there's always that guy that never does.
Yeah.
So let's talk Ed into it. Ed, you going to do Rugged Maniac with us? Hell no.
I'll be at the finish line with the refreshments.
Well, at least that's a start. At least you'll be there.
And you'll have a certain time to get there or they'll be gone.
They do have free beer.
They do have free beer. One free beer. And I'll tell you what, if you participate, you can have my beer, Ed. That'll give you two free beers.
It's going to take more than that.
How many more will it take?
A pallet.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, we'll get back to it. We got 2 months to work on it.
FanFest?
FanFest tomorrow. Can you believe it's baseball time already?
Baseball.
Didn't it just end?
Very, very good to me.
Didn't it just end?
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to ask you who won the World Series. And then it came back to me that it was the Chicago White Sox.
That's right. It was the White Sox.
One of my favorite, and I believe...
They were playing at Comiskey.
I know they were playing in Dodger Stadium. I believe that winning teams should not go to the White House.
Because?
Personally, just because I think it's a waste of time. You know, I want...
They're already there.
Waste of time for who? The team?
No.
Or the president?
For the government.
Okay.
You know, and
it's a lunch break.
Well, I don't want them to take a lunch break or a golf break or a vacation. I want them to work. But this was my favorite one of all time. Because Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, was the most uncomfortable he could have ever been.
Because I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say at some point in time during his presidency,
no, I'm saying
he was slightly more uncomfortable.
No, I understand it. I'm saying when championship teams came.
Right.
Typically, he didn't care.
In this case,
but he's a White Sox fan.
A huge White Sox fan.
And I could see the dislike of him holding that Cub jersey. And it's not, it would have been any president. It would have been you. If something you dislike and they're going to bring it to you, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
I'm that heel. I like
just
that.
Just being uncomfortable.
And it was an uncomfortable moment. And I found it funny. But that jersey, the 44 Cub jersey, will be, I guarantee you, in the museum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be. It's going to be in Chicago, the museum. So why wouldn't you hang that jersey there?
To go along with all the others.
Did the White Sox win in the last 8 years?
No, they won in 2005.
So it was before his time, so he didn't get any. But he's got Blackhawks. He'll have some Blackhawks, you know, merchandise and stuff, or jerseys and such. You know, that'll be hanging. So it was kind of fun, you know, to watch that. But baseball already.
Fans, catchers,
autographs, hot dogs, popcorn, all that stuff.
Did you have to pay for autographs this year?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you did last year, so you have one less star. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes. And more important, not more importantly, but bring up, did I read somewhere, and I know this is being semi-sarcastic, are the Lightning mathematically out?
Well, I don't know if they're mathematically out.
But they're pretty close.
I think for all intents and purposes, yeah.
The team that was supposed to win
the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The kit and the caboodle.
So, as always.
Lost three in a row. They lost to the Senators last night, again, here.
5-2.
Rough.
What's going on?
I have no earthly clue.
I
really don't. What's that?
I have a suggestion. Mutiny.
For the Lightning?
Mutiny.
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 The soccer team?
No.
The Tampa Bay Mutiny are back?
No. On the coach.
Why? What?
Why is it that every time there's a team that has all these stars and is pre-picked to go win it all, they start falling off one by one, and the coach is now setting down star players? Players are not skating up to their potential?
Literally the first person who is.
I've seen it in baseball. I've seen it in football. I've seen it in hockey. They get to a point where they don't believe in the system anymore, and they just don't put forth the effort. And eventually, upper management will see it and make the change. Sorry. Coop's got to go.
God, this, he was everything. Everybody loved this guy.
He's a nice guy. So is Tony Dungy. He's a nice guy, but they just got waxed again, and he looked like he just lost his dog. He should be totally ticked off.
This is, I think, a little bit premature.
No, I don't think so.
It's a little early to be going that far. Obviously, last year had the run. The year before, they've been perennial playoff bound, and he's only been here for a small handful of years right now. You definitely have to give him more time. I think that obviously Stamkos being hurt is a huge part of that, not having his veteran presence and all of that stuff over a season, losing him as early as they did, that's a big hindrance. So, yes, not one player does not a team make, but obviously he helps everybody better or be better around him. So that's a huge part of it. I know that he's been injured a couple times, but they've been able to prevail anyway. This is, I don't know. It's just way too early, in my opinion. Still. Sean?
I called for his head 2 years ago.
Did you really?
I did. They were so undisciplined, and they just didn't care. Get them out. Get someone who cares. Yeah, the team didn't care. It didn't look like they cared. There was no discipline.
This is a team that's been in the playoffs the last couple of years.
The playoffs is fine. Half the league makes the playoffs.
No, I mean, that's true.
Playoffs is one thing, but they also went to the finals.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they had a goalie that wouldn't, A, get hurt, and B, play stupid on the ice.
Well, guess what's going to happen now? You're going to keep Bishop because Vegas isn't going to take him. You got to think about that. Some of the players are going to be gone at the end of the year. A whole rebrand. Shift in focus. If you're going to do it, this is the year.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Not yet. Entirely way too early.
Not saying necessarily
You saying, when you say too early, are you saying in the season, or are you saying in his tenure as head coach?
In his tenure as head coach, I say you give him at least this entire season and into the next season. I also don't think that
when a team is making stupid mistakes, I don't care what sport it is, and they're undisciplined, it's not your mommy and daddy that's got the problem. It's the guy that's coaching you that's got the problem. If he can't motivate you, and they don't buy into your system, and you're gone. You've lost the locker room. It's finished.
I don't think that buying into the system is the issue, because this is the system that got them deep into the playoffs the last couple of years, and we're talking about the majority of the team being carryovers from the previous. I mean, how many trades and moves have there been? Really not that many. It's the same core group, so they've known the system. They bought into it the previous couple of years. The buying into the system is not necessarily, in my opinion, the issue here. Yeah, the execution has been very sloppy from the very beginning. You look at the defense there, they get pushed off the puck very, very easily on both ends of the ice, and it's hard for Bishop to, or Vasilevsky, who's ever in at the time, to deal with having a 2-on-1 or a 2-on-0 after they just gave up the puck at the defensive blue line. So it's not something that I think is fundamental in the sense of coaching. I think it's more the execution. And yes, you need somebody who's going to motivate the players, but I don't think that this is quite the time. I don't think that this is completely, they might be out of the playoffs, or a long run into the playoffs might not happen this year, but I think that they can still salvage, Cooper can still salvage his time behind the Bolts bench.
Let me ask everybody this question. As you're discussing, before we go to the next break, you know, should they, shouldn't they? Do you feel the ownership that is supposedly one of the top ownerships there is, you know, and I'm even talking about past Stevie I, you know, or Stevie Y, you know, into the ownership people that have done everything they've done, done everything community-wise, done everything charity-wise, most well-loved, respected owner, would he not pull the plug because he's such of a nice guy? Even though it is a business, it's all about winning. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
Johnny Hendricks.
Right, no, I'm saying. No, I don't think that. He is still a businessman, and he understands that. But because we saw that with who was it, Boucher, who was actually here
Bobby?
For the first time, Guy.
Bobby Boucher?
No, who was actually here last night for the first time since he was fired, and Cooper was brought in. He has no problem with firing somebody when he deems it's necessary. So yeah, I don't think that he would necessarily.
So prop bet. Let's make a prop bet.
Okay.
Will he not make the rest of the end of the season?
He will.
He will?
Yes.
He'll make it.
Yeah. He will. Ed?
If it doesn't happen this weekend, it's not going to.
I'm going to, you know what? Just because I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I'm going to say, and I'll throw out the disclaimer as well, like Ed, if they continue down the road they're going, if they continue not performing and showing the lack of performance that they've been showing, he will not make the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, if they're out of the playoffs, there's no sense switching coaches. Jeff Finney doesn't have to worry about selling seats for next year because that's all it would do.
Yeah, but I think that is the time to do it. You know, if he is struggling, if it's not getting done, do it this year so you can work out all the kinks and stuff, you know, so you can be hitting the ice running. How about that one? You know, right out of the blocks and not making a change into next year if it continues at the beginning of next year. So if it continues, I think it will happen this year if this ball continues to roll the way it is. With that said, believe it or not, for the last time, this is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports giveaways and equipment.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
fireball.
Now I know it's almost weekend time. So now, will you guys be here next Friday, and it's the Friday after you're gone?
That's correct.
And when when do you expect one of the six of you to be arrested?
Let's see. We land at 9.
Well, first and foremost, if you wear the shirt that you talked about, you will get arrested.
Yes. That's
that's if you wear that shirt.
I think that's known as a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. So hopefully that's not.
I thought it was just frowned upon.
No, no. You will get arrested if you, if you're going to wear that shirt at an airport that said some thanks.
Thanks, Obama.
So it's not him. Going out for a bachelor party. It's the wrong place to go for a bachelor party.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
Because all six of you are morons. And I don't even know the other three. But if those three are going to hang out with you two and said groom.
So where do you want to go, Mr. I put no input into this?
City Athletic Club.
Where others like his kind are there.
Yep.
Mick Ferrari.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a gym. And all of the big name bodybuilders that live in Vegas, that's where they train.
You can take an Uber there.
Okay.
And they can oil you up and things like that.
No, there's no oil.
Pass you around.
No. Yeah. No.
All right, let's do a couple prop bets, okay, for this Sunday's game. We'll start easy. Over, under of the national anthem.
Over, 212.
Which is 212. I'm going under. You're going over. What are you going?
Under.
Ed, would you like to participate?
Sure.
This is a Luke Bryant national anthem.
Luke Bryant or Brian.
Brian. What? Who the hell? I don't care. Whatever.
Over, under, 212.
Oh, over.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So two over, two under. Who scores first, Pats or Atlanta?
I have the Patriots.
I think Atlanta.
You know what? I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to go Atlanta. Coin flip. This is two. We'll get two out of the way at the same time. Mm-hmm. Who wins the coin flip and what's the coin flip?
It is tails and Atlanta will win.
Sean?
Heads. Pats.
Ed?
Tails, Pats.
I'm going heads, Pats. And I'm going, even though this isn't part of the prop bet, I'm going Atlanta's going to lose the flip. New England's not necessarily going to win the flip.
Right. Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
I guess I should know who's calling it.
That would help.
Who's the visiting team? Yeah.
Atlanta. Oh, no. The Pats.
All right. So then the Pats are going to win it because they're making the call. 9 out of 10 of the last Super Bowl winners wore white.
14 out of the last 15.
I didn't know that much. Oh, wow. Today I saw 9 out of 10. Yeah. How will the first points be scored?
It's a rushing touchdown by LeGarrette Blount.
Sean?
Field goal, New England.
I'm going field goal, New England as well. Ed?
Field goal, Bryant.
Okay. Doesn't that blow your mind? Ed, you and I have been around covering this team for as long as we have. Matt got chased out of here. How many years ago, and now not only is he going to the Super Bowl, but you're predicting this to be the first scorer of Super Bowl 51.
Well, San Francisco had to trade Joe Montana. Peyton Manning left the Colts.
But Joe Montana got traded because a better quarterback was coming.
I know, but teams make mistakes. You know, teams make mistakes.
We have been struggling, you know, forever to replace the field goal kicker. And I saw something when I did have the four-letter network on, I think it was, Sean. Quarterback Clemson.
Deshaun Watson.
Who said that he is going to go to the pro workout, or whatever it's called, pro day, or whatever it's called.
The combine.
Where a lot of times they don't go, and they explained why they don't go. Do you guys have any idea why they don't go? Why quarterbacks don't, and they have their own day at their own campus?
Because they have their own receivers.
Because of the receivers.
Yeah.
Because when you don't know the receiver, you don't look as good.
Yeah, you don't have that same relationship with them and know the timing and all that stuff.
And sure. So Watson talked about, and then they had somebody else, I don't even know who it was, they talked about how you can gain more by going to the pro workout, pro day, because they're expecting you not to do as good as you would at your own. And if they said that they can, they'll watch a quarterback who'll miss, and then when he goes back at the end of the line and he's waiting to go again, how he's talking to the receivers, working out, and then when his next pass is pinpoint accurate, that moves them up.
That makes total sense.
Doesn't it?
Makes total sense. You are not guaranteed to know who you're going to be throwing to from a week-to-week basis sometimes, because now you deal with trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Between injuries and trades.
You know what his name is in New England, what his nickname is, right?
Which one?
The slot receiver that they seem to find every year.
Well, which one? They have three on their team.
The one who came from Miami.
Hogan?
Yeah. You know what Hogan's nickname is?
No.
That was given, this is obvious and stupid at the same time. In Miami, he was called 7-Eleven because he's always open. And they always seem to find that guy, not to switch off of Watson already, but they always seem to find a guy. LeGarrette Blount got chased out of here.
Yeah. You know?
Of course, he got chased out of New England, too.
He got chased out of Pittsburgh, too.
And then back to New England. So not bad, you know, for him. But all these guys that can't seem to hook on, or they're not big names, or they're not whatever. How about the other prop bet? And I think this is the stupidest one of all. It's 1.5. How many times Gronkowski's name will be mentioned?
Well, I thought it was 3.5.
I believe it's
one and a half. Over.
Oh, I'll take the over.
All day.
Now, does that, once the game starts?
Yes.
Or
kickoff.
Kickoff. I still think they're going to, the first time a tight end drops the ball, they're going to say, Gronk would have had it. Now, does it have to be Gronkowski, or can they say Gronk?
I thought it was both.
Well, that's the question.
It is, just kind of.
I thought it was both. Gronk and Gronkowski, okay, one and a half.
Again, I don't know. Who do you want to win? Now, we've all picked who we think will win.
Yeah.
Who do you want to win? Because I want New England just because of what happened. I'm not a New England fan.
I really do not care.
I just want, and even though the commissioner says he has no problems doing it, I want to see, and I may throw the TV on just for that, I want to see them hand not only the Bill Belichick Award to New England and Kraft, but I want them to hand the Tom Brady Award to Tom Brady. That's what I want to do.
Imagine that. If they renamed the Lombardi Trophy after Belichick and then they named the MVP trophy after Tom Brady.
Well, and again, that's hilarious. I don't know. He's only won it, what, twice?
Who?
Brady? Or is it three times? I mean,
he's won the MVP three times.
Okay.
He has four Super Bowl wins, three MVPs.
I'm going to say two. Just like when you said you were going to go and change a win earlier in the show. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I'm going to say Brady only has two then. Because Brady didn't deserve the MVP last time. There's no doubt he didn't. The MVP was Pete Carroll. That's your MVP.
You the real MVP.
Yeah, you are. Or you've got to give it to the back.
Yeah, who intercepted the pass.
Who ran through the pass interference that he caused.
Oh.
How was that not pass interference?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
It's within 5 yards. Eh?
Main event tomorrow in Houston, the Korean Zombie against Bermudez.
Correct. Yeah, I will go with TKZ, Chen Sun-jung.
Bermudez.
Really?
Well,
Ed?
The Korean guy.
All right, I'm going to go with the Korean Zombie as well. He's been out. He's rested. He's been
well rested.
I'm going to go with him. We gave our Super Bowl picks. Anything else we need to touch base on? Renaissance tickets, once again, email, Facebook, whatever. I want to know who won the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, Royal Rumble, Royal Rumble. This is Talking Sports. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Sean K Radio.
See y'all soon.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZ.